Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Friday, March 1st. What to know about the praise and pushback for the president today, history making corruption charges overseas, and Facebook getting its own digital cash, plus Martha Stewart's marijuana line and Dr. Seuss's comeback. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, there's still the question, why did the deal with North Korea not work? Turns out both leaders are giving contradicting reasons. The AP reports President Trump says sanctions were the sticking point, saying North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would only get rid of some nukes if the U.S. lifted all sanctions against the country. And Trump walked away. But North Korea's foreign minister says that's not true, that the country only asked for some of those sanctions to be lifted. Either way, an agreement did not happen during the summit in Vietnam this week. And some lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are praising the president for his willingness to walk away. But there's also criticism from both sides as well for what the president said about Otto Warmbier. Remember, Warmbier was an American college student who was tortured while in North Korean custody and died back home. Well, Trump said this week that Kim claimed he had nothing to do with that death, and Trump says he believes him. CBS News reports lawmakers, some even from Trump's own party, and even his former UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, are making it clear they completely disagree. Will the two leaders meet and negotiate again? Stay tuned. House Democrats are now planning a follow-up investigation after President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, testified under oath this week. Politico reports the House Oversight Committee is planning interviews with more people, including some of Trump's adult children. The committee wants to talk to his daughter, Ivanka Trump, and son, Donald Trump Jr., as well as close allies. Think the CFO of the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg. These were the names Cohen provided to lawmakers in his nearly 6 hours of public testimony when he called Trump a criminal and a cheat. Trump says he lied. To be continued. Israel's prime minister will likely face serious criminal charges in a series of corruption cases, all just weeks before he was hoping to be reelected. CBS News reports the country's attorney general plans to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust after a 2-year investigation. If Netanyahu is indicted as planned, this would mark the first time in Israeli history that a sitting prime minister is charged with a crime. The most serious case against him involves an Israeli telecom company and bribery charges. Netanyahu says it's not true. He denies any wrongdoing and says the allegations are all about politics right before the election. The election is April 9th. But first, Netanyahu will try to defend himself in a hearing. Facebook is apparently planning its own cryptocurrency. Bloomberg reports it wants to launch the new digital currency for the Facebook-owned WhatsApp, which is an encrypted messaging app. The idea? Let users send and get the digital cash without any fees. It'll reportedly be a stablecoin, meaning it's a digital currency still tied to the value of traditional money. The Times says to expect the new cryptocurrency to launch soon in the first half of this year. Facebook itself isn't saying much about this yet. Too often, parents can't hold their premature babies because the babies are hooked up to monitors and covered in wires. But now researchers may be fixing that problem with stick-on wireless sensors, the first kind that don't need any wires or batteries because they even charge wirelessly. A new study in Science magazine says the new sensors have been tested and can track all the baby's vital signs, but the AP reports they need a lot more tests to get FDA approval. Much more news ahead, but first, have you gotten your FabFitFun box yet? It is today's sponsor. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products, and the spring box is here, and it's a good one. I'm using my Sip by Swell water bottle, the Keys sunglasses, and Dr. Brandt eye gel every day. But that is just the beginning of what you get. I just want you to be surprised with all the other products inside. Getting your FabFitFun box in the mail really feels like your birthday four times a year. I know I'm always so excited to get mine and see what's in store for this season. FabFitFun retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. And right now, you can use the coupon code NEWS for $10 off your first box. The spring box will sell out, so grab yours now. Go to FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWS, N-E-W-S, for $10 off your first box. Now, back to the news. Martha Stewart is adding to her collection, but this time it's pot-based products. Fox Business says Stewart is partnering with the largest pot producer in the world called Canopy Growth. She'll make a new line of CBD-based products for both people and pets. Remember, CBD is a type of cannabis, but it doesn't actually get you high. It's not clear yet when the new Martha Stewart branded products will be available. And by the way, Stewart is not the first celeb to partner with this company. Snoop Dogg started working with Canopy Growth in 2016. Old Navy and Gap are splitting up. CNN reports there'll be two separate publicly traded companies now. Old Navy will be its own company, while Gap, Athleta, Banana Republic, and others will be part of another one. CNBC says Old Navy brings in about $8 billion a year by itself, while Gap sales have dropped. They went down 5% last year. Amazon Prime users can now pick when their packages get dropped off. It's part of Amazon's new delivery option called Amazon Day. TechCrunch says when you place your order, the option to pick a day of the week for delivery will be available, and you can do that all week long. Then all of your packages from that week will be delivered on the same day you choose as your Amazon Day. The goal? Schedule the packages for when you'll be home so they don't get stolen. And the company wants to be more sustainable because there will be fewer trips to your home. It's part of Amazon's plan to make half of all Amazon shipments net zero carbon by 2030. It's the largest deal in Major League Baseball history. Free agent Bryce Harper just signed with the Philadelphia Phillies for $330 million. CBS Sports says the contract is for 13 years and he can't get out of it, assuming, of course, that Harper passes his physical. A quick reminder that A Star is Born is back in theaters with 12 extra minutes of footage this weekend, but it's only on the big screen again for 1 week. And speaking of Lady Gaga, she's speaking out about that Oscars performance with her co-star Bradley Cooper. She responded to all the rumors that they must be in love because of the way they looked at each other. She told Jimmy Kimmel, "That's what they wanted you to think. They're just acting." Well, get ready for a new Dr. Seuss book. USA Today says Dr. Seuss started the book before he died in 1991, but it was never finished, so an illustrator completed the text. The new book is called Horse Museum, and past characters like the Grinch and Cat in the Hat make an appearance. The new book comes out September 3rd. And that's it for today. A big thanks to those of you sharing on social media and with friends and family. I so appreciate you spreading the word about The Newsworthy. And if you're new here and listening on an app, be sure to hit the subscribe or follow button. It's free and it keeps you updated with new episodes. Remember, you can always read more about the stories we talked about today at thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.